For some reason. Something you read out in there made me think that they were lying.
Yeah, actually, I thought that.
Amidst the rubbish.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
They're standing.
Oh. Okay.
Draw me that room.
Which room? What room? What size is it?
Yeah, room. Oh, damn, I've used it today.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 square long, with the door roughly centre, and 6 squares deep. And I'm going to need 3-4 beasties, please.
We haven't rested today.
Did I?
No, so we wouldn't rest before the thingy.
Fortunately, levelling miraculously returns you to full hit points.
Dun, dun, dun.
At least it does in all the computer games I've ever played.
Oops. It's very true, actually.
Oh no, I'm dying! Fortunately, this game lets me level mid-battle.
I've killed something! Watch my hit points go, pow! Sadly, that doesn't happen.
I gain experience and insight.
Who's actually hit points down?
I haven't
anything. Nobody. I don't think anyone with hit points down. You just spells down, aren't you?
Spells down.
Spells.
Yeah. Yeah. Heal.
No fireball for this encounter, guys. Sorry.
This is the human one.
Cling, cling.
Maybe it's Rod of Wonder time.
What's that? That's pretty cool.
I don't know.
Who is it? It's a goat-legged man. What is it? It's apparently a tiefling captain.
Oh, okay.
Oh, demon scum!
Feel his tiefling-iness.
Teeny.
I don't know.
Okay, what's that?
Other people want to be. I generally back the thief up when she opens doors.
Good for you. Back up.
Yeah, ready to charge in and kill anything before Bastion has a chance to make peace with it.
That's quite interesting. Okay, we'll have initiative, please. The human one goes on a different initiative to the rest. Human one is going on 19. The rest are going on 13.
17 for me.
Bastion has a mighty... Oh dear.
Bastion has a mighty 7.
I think you'll find that actually he is Bastion.
Oh, sorry. He is Bastion.
Oh, sorry.
Wow, we're going so speedy.
I am.
We're tired. We should rest.
Who's first?
It is.
M1,
eh?
Ooh.
Human
E1.
Yeah,
that's... The M1 goes first.
I've got
Slytherin. Oh, yeah. Slytherin Celtic.
Slits is going second.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately.
Moves back against this wall. And then Jim will.
Ooh, that's quite good at this level.
Who's next?
Slits.
Slits.
Marge, we're behind you all, aren't we? She'll stay where she is for now.
Come on, hold action
just in case something occurs that she can dash into the room.
When you're
she'll wait until her path to the room clears. Mm-hmm. Not wanting to get in anyone's way. I think it's fair enough in a corridor.
Kill something.
He can enter the room.
Can we get next to something to scare it?
2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You should come this way, I think, and get in contact with that one. Go on then. You're going to have an attack, I believe.
Yeah, probably. I mean, some people might wait to see if they're definitely hostile.
Yeah, right. Undead thingy's got up.
My apologies. They didn't get up. They were already standing up.
So they were in the right.
29.
29 will hit it.
Just.
Hits it quite well.
Good. Oh, Jesus. It's rubbish. Just 10.
Just the 10, eh?
Is my mage arm still in effect?
Doubt it.
No, it might be, actually. When did you cast it?
It probably is, actually.
Yeah, I thought I'd cast it before. With
who's next?
Oh, no.
The heady heights of 13, then.
Them.
This
one moves to here. This one, very brave, moves to there. The one that's on Garut attacks Garut. And gets... 17.
That'll do it.
Oh my.
Suck. I've got shit armour!
You lose 2 levels.
Totally. Shit, not bad.
Bastard.
Oh no, that's wrong. I wouldn't. I may be wrong.
Finn's now died from a heart attack.
I don't think I'm that wrong.
I might not do this touch attack then.
Yeah, come touch it, dude.
I think I ignore that touch attack.
Bear with me. Sorry, it was badly written on my little symbol.
Can't be as badly written as the game I ran.
You calmly announce the loss of two levels.
Oh, it's actually three.
Give me a fortitude, sir, please. Oh, hang on. 27.
No, it's the fortitude takes a lie. Avoid being permanent, isn't it?
Yeah. Actually, that's a lie. You lose a level. And you can take 2 hit points of damage as it hits you with its hand. You gain a negative level.
What does that mean?
He's effectively, minus 1 to everything. We'll do the fortitude save after the fight.
I can't remember what spell he used today.
No, he rolled it.
I rolled it when you told me to roll it. I keep that. It's an 18.
Yeah, Harley did roll it.
What?
He did roll it when you told
me. No, my apologies. The DC is charisma based as well.
It's charisma based.
Was it its charisma?
Yeah, if it gets a better charisma, it's for its DC goes up.
I see what you mean, yes. Fair enough.
Because it doesn't have a constitution.
Reach such an level.
Do I cast magic whistle? I can't remember.
Not in this session.
But you should keep track of your spells. Yes.
Well, normally it makes it easy, but we stopped halfway through that. So
yes, but you can't rest all the time. You're going to get higher and higher level and rest less and less.
Write
your spells down. Come on.
I've got the spells down.
Have you got your spell sheet? But Stephen, do you have a spell sheet?
Yeah.
There's someone around who knows where.
Which has ticky boxes you can tick off.
The other one.
One's going for failing.
No.
Sadly, it rolled a 14. Who's next?
Failing. I hide.
It's looking at you.
Can I just hide?
Run away. You're buggering off.
It's an actual special ability to hide in plain sight.
Yes.
It was move and hide.
Shadow Dancer.
Can I move and hide?
You could sidestep and hide.
Yeah,
it would be behind the wall then.
Yeah, and I'll do that.
Okay.
After all, hide.
Yes.
While you're hidden.
Oh, no, I've only got 21 though.
Just roll.
22.
Fine. It'll roll spot if it comes around the corner. Who's next?
Balazar.
Balazar casts mirror image.
Thought you might. Something like that. Yep.
And then it'd be me.
What are you doing?
Come out! Be gone, Valby!
You're turning them.
Yeah.
Yep.
What are they?
They're whites.
They're all white on the side.
Three of them are gnolls.
Gnoll whites.
This must be the White House.
The light off what? White.
So I think that's only cleric level.
What's cleric's level?
Seven.
Seven's not bad.
7 hit dice of creatures.
Yeah. Ooh! Oh my god, they don't get a save. It's a bit cheap. Whee!
Okay. 18 hit dice worth.
What? Of creatures?
Yeah.
My god. I still don't understand how it works properly. Actually, you have to explain that to me one day.
That's the number. That's the highest level thing I can turn.
Gotcha. Yeah. And then you roll to see how
many.
And then
I roll some damage, which is the number of hit dice of creatures I can turn.
Up to that level of thing?
Yeah.
Right. So you can turn up to...
Up to 7th level creatures.
Yeah. And you do...
18 hit dice.
Get
the
18 hit dice and
that
make them run away scared.
They all have fortune range on it. Will you get the gold in the back?
60-foot, I think.
We get the one in the back right from there. Through walls? Because you aren't actually standing...
I don't know whether I'd get that one.
So you aren't actually standing amid them, are you? Well, you're not... Where are you? Well, you're there. You're right in the doorway.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering. You know, I'm not trying to cheat you or anything. I just want to know.
I don't know. It might be a burst effect.
Well, it's got to hit them, as it were. I would suspect they'd have to see you. Because you have to present, or you always used to, didn't you?
Mm.
But we'll find out. Worth looking up. How to play D&D, and all you've got to do is listen to about 3 days' worth of game.
Yeah.
You'll have looked up every rule by the time you're 25th level.
I want to die a shark, damn it.
Yes, so do I.
Is there one in here?
Yeah, probably. Dire than else.
Gasping for...
I need line of effect, but not line of sight.
Need line of...
effect, so they can't be walled in the way. Should I just come here instead? Do it.
Oh. Does it provoke an attack of opportunity?
Along with 6 Balazars. Make that 7 Balazars.
No.
You still won't see the one behind the rope.
No.
Walking
away. But I can get those 3.
Okay. They begin to back off.
Well, they're doing their turn, yeah.
Yep.
Excellent.
Oh, I had a plan and everything.
Oh.
Well, to hit them till they died.
Calvis.
That was largely my
Calvis. They were afraid of the you seven Balazars or something.
Calvis shoots one in the back and he hits. What does he do? D8.
Yeah. Yeah, plus two.
My boy, his bow is mighty.
Yep. Stunk. How long does this turning effect last?
3 years.
Probably. I know the clerics are very receding as the undead.
It's 10 range.
Only a minute. More than long enough for us to kill him.
True. Lock and load!
Unless they drain one.
And they can't actually fight back against anyone, can they? Mm. Or is it just against you they can't fight
against
back?
Against anyone.
So they can just be calmly executed.
Stab them in the back. Lots.
I'm
going. Or I'll just shoot them with my
gun. It's a million damage bonus,
but hey. I'll waste them with my crossbow!
It's up to them. So the human type one.
So I can't use my sneak attack on undead creatures?
No. It runs off this way towards the corner.
Okay.
And then it's
how many hit points did you turn?
18
hit dice.
Yeah, you just done it. No, lie, you haven't. That one stands its way out, I'm afraid. Oh, you only hit three, didn't you?
Three of them.
Yeah, you would have turned them all.
They've got to be six.
If you'd have got all four, you wouldn't have turned the last one.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on. Up to maximum level of seven.
Seven.
That one doesn't move.
Oh,
it stands screamed. My apologies.
Make your mind up.
Sorry, I was
waiting. Well, it's his action now then.
Yes.
Then he turns around and runs at you.
Okay. Let me.
Runs. Ouch.
Yeah. Go speed 30. Yeah, have a go.
Speed bluff. Wah!
Yeah.
30.
Four. Okay, yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
It's square.
That's
potential threat. I thought it was square.
Threat hit.
That'll fit.
It does.
Will.
1 point.
Three.
Well, 5 points of damage. Plus you lose a level. Or gain a negative level.
Oh, just because you never...
Is it two, actually?
What, for a critical?
I'm not sure. Say.
I don't know whether you apply the effect to what I see.
Don't
know. It actually says, on his energy drain, living creatures hit by a white slam attack gain one negative level. He's only hit you once, he's just hit you particularly hard.
Okay.
Okay.
So more damage, but still one level.
Yeah. You double the damage, effectively, for a critical. Who's next?
Slith.
Slith sees that occur and produces flame, which she throws. She sidesteps probably to get to see around you as best she can. Yeah, it'll do. She fires. She's going to hit. She hits. D8.
D6.
Too many dice. 3.
9, wasn't that? And she's 4, 5, 3, that's fine.
Bruises 5. I like how they gain wounds from you. I think that's very nice of it. Okay, who's next?
Garud.
Go Garud, do him in.
Yes.
You did notice those wounds began to close after he hit you. You're at -1.
Yeah, I'm just thinking whether I should do magic actually.
What?
I might not have done any damage because I didn't use the grey axe.
What?
If it needs magic to hit, that first attack did no damage.
No, they have no special resistances.
Okay. I'm carrying using the orc double axe then.
Whack, whack, whack!
That was 20 and then rolled back to 14.
How do you make it so that you can fire while hidden?
You fire.
Yeah. You can stay hidden while you fire.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. It's invisibility you can't, isn't it?
Yeah, if you attack them invisible, you become visible.
Unless you have greater invisibility.
15.
Okay, I got 27, and that's 13 points of damage.
Whoa, 13?
Yeah. Let's see, that's 17.
Points of damage.
No, that was 13 points of damage from the first attack.
Yep.
So 17 arrows for attack. We'll the hit. Second, I'll hit again. That's another 10.
Whee!
15.
That hits just.
And that's just 7.
And it crumbles to the ground.
Don't like Stunk. Him. Don't like him.
Snicker snack.
That'll
no, we haven't got any snicker snack weapons yet.
Oh, should that -1 be into damage as well?
No.
That's right then.
Phew. No.
Who's next?
Them.
The two run off towards the corner of the room. Well, one runs that way and then towards the opposite corner.
What about this big bad guy that's facing off?
He's not bad again.
Dun 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 dun. I want to half up Mother with a big fucking axe.
Anyone's got one?
I was looking at those actually. Reaper do a very nice half orc model with the door.
Yeah.
Unlike the collectible minis, you actually get what you pay for.
And there's some nice. I was looking on the Reaper site actually. There's probably one that represents all of you except for the Dwarven Wizard.
Not very common Dwarven Wizard.
Minis. Who's next?
Be nice if the real mecha.
I move to here.
Yes.
Then I thrust with my
pointy sword of doom.
Which short sword would I use?
Plus two.
My plus two short sword. I've drawn it while hidden.
Yes. Show no mercy. Because you're good.
16.
No, you're not.
That'll hit.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
Damage. Much. D4 plus two.
Yep.
Anything extra for being hidden? No.
Nope. Ugh. See, you're very good against things that you can sneak attack.
Well, I'm for some reason I completely forgot there was a rogue and I could do stuff like that. It wasn't until Steve played in my game that I realised I could actually hide. Because I was like, I forgot about hiding and sneaking.
Well, you do your sneak attack basically every time we flank.
The problem being with being in a dungeon is you tend to open doors and things in rooms tend to fight you, which means you tend to fight in doorways, which doesn't really give you a chance to get into the room behind things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You need to tumble through places.
Yeah. Also, you carry a whole lot of stuff now.
You need to be Uber Tumbler.
Yes. Balazan.
Balazan!
I need the weight of the stuff I'm carrying and it's not.
I don't think ranged touch attacks would be a good idea.
Might be pushing it
forward. Why? Are they not?
Because note the first word.
What's a ranged touch attack by definition?
Basically, you go and a ray comes out of your hand and you wave it over.
Alright, so you don't actually have to touch
it. Ignores the way.
It's the equivalent of a touch attack at range.
Okay, Scorching Ray.
Good idea.
They're fantastic.
Right, two Scorching Rays come forth from my hands.
Two.
Because I'm 7th level!
Yeah, you have to roll for each one then.
Yes.
Roll.
Big bad guy who's facing Bastion gets one.
Blade.
Roll. Is he minus? Is it minus four because he's in combat, isn't he? Like a normal range attack.
Yeah. Right. So first one on the big bad guy with Bastion. No, that's a very bad roll.
What did you get? One. It's important. What did you get total for range? It's important to know whether you miss or whether you hit one of your party members.
Well, one plus touch attack.
Unlikely.
Yeah. Unless he's touch attack. Unless this guy's to hit is very tiny. No, you missed him. Go on.
Right. Second one.
Roll high.
One again. Complete crap!
Both of them shoot off and hit the wall.
Bing bing!
Shame.
Oh dear!
Yeah. Next.
Me.
In fact, there's seven of me at the moment. Could also lead to a bit of confusion.
Everywhere there is space for a wizard, the
guy. Yeah! There's seven Balazars.
It's
quite a spectacular
life. Seven? Show. You rolled that high?
You rolled max.
I rolled max. Which is six plus me.
Oh, well, I'm trying to hit it.
Why not, eh?
Yeah.
You call it yet?
No. I get 17.
That'll hit. Not hard to hit.
Ooh.
Just a pain in the ass if they hit you.
Big number six.
Minus one, aren't you? Poor thing.
Yeah. Four.
One damage.
It's magic.
It's wearing down.
Scorching Rays would have been nice.
Who's next?
And then I'll be.
Leaving Phelan in the death line.
Death line.
Who's next?
Calhis.
Which
means it's easier for Balazar to shoot it.
Very yes, good. Thank God for that.
Calhis steps in and hits it.
Okay.
It is.
Actually, more.
He's using a bow.
Yeah, he'll stand between the two wizards and shoot you.
I don't look at my range attack.
And step forward one.
Attack, then.
Your base attack plus your dex.
You'll hit.
Yeah.
Alright, base attack plus dex.
Yep.
Is it decent?
Yes, you do.
Dex plus two.
Three.
Who's next?
It is.
I'm going to have a go at failing.
Right, and one of your attacks it would be range touch.
I'm hidden.
Which will give you plus
seven.
Is that no? So he's undead.
Yeah,
so even on a one, it failed to spot you. It'll step forward.
A dagger opportunity.
Actually, it might step towards the wizard. It'll step towards the wizard because it considers it a bigger threat. Now that's an attack of opportunity, is it not?
No,
because it'll move.
75 feet.
Yeah. Even though it counts for two squares. It goes to hit the wizard. Or a wizard. Nine. That's bad. It misses you.
Okay.
It's standing in front of you.
Slith.
Slith.
Does mean we need to take a 5 foot step cut you have any spells
or anything
like that? I've not got any spells left.
Smacking with a bit of money can be used.
Yeah, why not?
It's a game.
Not as well.
Well, except for maybe putting some magic weapon on you.
Ah, she burns her own eyes out on a one. A lot of ones flying around tonight.
Yes.
Who's next?
Garud.
Garud, you're on.
There's a bit of a scrap going on in that doorway. If I cast invisibility while I'm mirror imaged, do all my mirror images also become invisible?
Not, yes.
Which would make them redundant.
How make me invisible?
Because there's a wall in the way.
Oh, sorry. Invisibility.
I thought I might step to the doorway and attack through it.
As opposed to trying to burst through the wall.
Better if you were invisible and all your images were still visible, wouldn't it?
It would, wouldn't it? Sadly, they do everything you do.
Yeah. Oh, that's just the 29.
Except for damage.
That'll hit.
You don't get 7 times the damage if you hit.
Because they're not physically present.
But they don't know. There's like Phantasmal Killer, isn't it? Like,
no, because they don't physically do damage.
Yes, but
12
Phantasmal Killers don't, do they?
Yes.
Yes,
that's part of
the spell. Or is it illusions you can take damage? Illusionary damage.
It's phantoms that can do damage. Not illusion. Illusion and glamours don't do damage. Phantoms do. Who's next?
You.
Did they change that from the first edition?
They'd stay where they are. They may edge, that one with the hair might edge towards the skeleton. To try and get further away from you, Mr. Shiny.
Me.
It's phoning.
Can I get to him? Can I get to the man?
You could tumble.
Tumble! Okay, I'll tumble. I am a tumble. Tumble. It's plus 15.
We need 10 or more.
We need 25. Tumble for an enemy's attack the range.
Yay! I thought you meant I needed 10 and I only have 15.
He's a bit surrounded, this poor guy.
Do I get sneak attacking
then? No. He's undead, he doesn't have internal weapons to stab.
But do you get your plus 2 for flanking?
Yes. Should get plus 2 to hit him.
Plus 2 to hit, not plus 2 damage.
15.
That'll hit.
Oh, that means I actually got 31 to hit.
That's right.
Oh, 31 to hit.
I'll get some extra damage.
Nope. Just straight damage.
6.
Is it? You dead yet?
Nope.
Well, he is dead, but.
Hey?
Balazar takes his weapon stuff.
Thought he might.
And then we had that, really.
Okay.
Unless you want me to shoot into combat, which was probably not a good idea.
I think
I might have used that earlier today. Yeah, I can't remember.
Next time we rest, we need to get a better
track.
Right.
Take me.
Go on, then.
I just know I hadn't used Scorching Ray.
Oh, I smacked it.
Thought you might.
12 minutes. Oh, no. No, I'm not flanking either. Ooh.
You missed.
Yeah. I'm not flanking anymore, have
I? You take a step out. Yeah. No, that has many options.
It's Kallis.
Kallis is now in combat. He backs up and shoots. He gets 20. We can't crit it. No. Kallis can make a ton of difference. He gets 4 points. He's not good with his bow of damage, is he? He's a bit unlucky.
Because you rolled it.
I know. Alright.
Hit.
It's going to hit Guru, or have a go at. Because he's done lots of damage from the rear end. 18.
Yes.
Woot. Gain an additional level of negative. And take 5 points of damage. Slam does tattle damage, does it?
It's not the damage that kills you.
I know. Well, actually, it's not the killing of you, really, is it? It's the raising of you as a white.
Yeah. Although he does still have to do it 5 more times.
Yes.
He's becoming more whitey.
Yes.
He's becoming whiter and whiter every time.
A whiter shade of pale.
Yeah. Slith will attempt to bat him again. And this time we'll hit him.
Hooray! Shunk!
Kill it.
Kill it. It's not dead yet. Hit points.
Fine, I'm going to kill it then.
Come on. That's 2 now, Matt.
That's still 21.
That'll hit. So it's still 21.
No, sorry, it's not actually that 19.
Oh no.
Still hit.
Because it hit on 15, so.
You're not flanking anymore, are you?
Try and roll red dice as well.
Come on, big number, yes! Maximundo!
That's just 14.
14, eh?
Yep. 11, 15.
15. That should hit. Just on.
Just.
Nice!
That's a mere 13.
It collapses.
Yes!
Yay.
Harfunk crushes the undead foul beast to the ground.
Stay dead!
Wow, nice hit.
I had that third attack, so.
Yeah. It's definitely crushed.
I suggest we step into the room and
once the overlord double axe stabs.
You kill them easily.
Yeah, you neutralise them with black with crossbow bolts or something using.
I charged and chopped them in pieces.
Okay, fine. Save my crossbow bolts, thank you.
Very good.
Who is injured and how badly?
Not me, not me.
I'm 7 off, yeah. But I also feel strangely drained.
The 7 Balazars are okay. They're occupying quite a bit of the corridor.
Well, actually, they tend to walk through.
Which one?
Each other, yes. I know they kind of do that kind of weirdy thing.
I want to see what it looks like. You said that could...
They can't walk through the walls.
No.
We twat until they die.
Yeah.
Hooray.
Keep twatting.
That's the room you were in. Oh,
so the box stuff is what you read out.
Twat for Britain.
I will heal everything.
And then it tells me all about the monster and the tactics and what they do.
Sorry, Ty. Third turning temperature state. Oh, what a shame.
What have you got?
I've got another 2 left.
5 turning attempts. How are you doing? Yeah, what are you doing? You're
desiring healing.
Okay, what does that do?
Gives everybody their hit points back.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Sickness.
Plus we get 3, fast healing 3 for a number of rounds.
Very nice. You heal. Everyone's healed. That requires
a hit point.
Cool, it's much better laid out.
Are you still drained?
Yes, he is for the next 24 hours.
Oh, 24 hours! At
which point,
no, he's not.
At which point he gets a check, which then allows him to turn it permanent if he fails.
Oh, right, okay. It used to be a white hit you, that was it. Bad news.
Well, there are certain things that hit you and that's it.
Vampires?
No, there are certain things.
Not vampires,
they do permanent level drain? No. Don't think so.
Some things do permanent.
First edition, black. That was it. Killing your dead.
It's a bit harsh.
To a lizard king, and an army of them that comes towards you. Not many people stand there. Right, what are you doing?
Wait, yes, I've given you the description.
You probably want to look around the room. Search an eye out for more undead.
Search.
I suppose text.
Yes. What's your text skill?
19. Sorry.
The human white wears a tarnished silver chain.
Where 10 gold pieces is green.
Yes. Upon which hangs an ivory amulet carved to look like the face of a hawk.
I know, I read this.
Ooh!
Is it a magical amulet?
No, well, kind of, I'm not sure. Well, I'm not really sure what it was.
Is it a religious symbol?
It's something I could sell to historians, apparently.
Stop reading the book.
You gave it to read.
No, I never expected to read it. She's a thief. I mean, a rogue.
What do you expect?
What room are you in?
You're in room at C31.
Ooh, and
C31. That is very strange.
C31.
Ooh, very nice.
I will appraise said gold chain.
Okay.
Silver chain.
Tarnished silver chain.
Yeah. With my knife.
You think it's worth about 10 gold pieces?
That was a lucky guess.
Yeah. You're a praise skill.
And psychic.
Uh-huh. Wow, to increase the challenge of this encounter, increase the white spawn to 8 hit dice.
And that's not be able to turn any of them and screw us.
Well, the improved white was 8 hit dice.
Found it.
So, where are you going? Are you doing anything?
You're in this room here.
We found more things to kill now.
Yeah.
I'm feeling much better.
Is this room a nice room or is it a boring room now?
Not really.
It's still a boring room, isn't it? With dirt and stuff.
Yeah.
Boring room.
Well, unless you want to try north and east. Like you really want to do.
I think it's a plan. In the memory of Boyect, our beloved accidentally dead. Go on. We will try the north and east plan.
So you're heading north?
Well, we have north, or
heading,
we have east.
Are you heading north or are you heading east?
Specify one.
Priority north.
Priority is north. So you're heading straight north to that door?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Go up.
North is up, up is out.
That's very interesting. That's for the fact that you probably don't know which way north is anymore.
Well, a dwarf, I do.
He's a dwarf, he has a perfect sense of subterranean direction.
But the hell
Calvis probably does.
Calvis probably does.
If he's got 5 ranks in survival.
Yeah.
If we're in a tower, and the world's largest dungeon is set above ground, I might have a problem. There we go.
I don't think you get that anymore as a dwarf, do you? No direction underground.
Let's have a look.
It doesn't really matter. It means you're a bit more disoriented than you thought you would be.
We don't know where we are anyway.
No.
We don't know where we are when we're in our village.
Let's pick that corridor because it looks pretty.
Okay.
Let's wander around until we find something to kill.
This large room has a door in each corner and one set into the eastern wall.
Don't miss it. Excuse me, I missed the eastern door. I don't like the undead.
5 options. The floor suggests a high traffic volume, with several scuffed lines trudged out between each of the doors. The walls are completely dirty, as if painted in blood.
Why don't we wait here until something interesting comes and we can kill it? If it's such a high traffic area, not yet, something will be along any moment now.
There's bound to be some wandering monsters here somewhere.
Countess, how old are these tracks?
Maybe an hour or two. Yeah, that's what we want.
You're a charming boy.
I think you'd know better.
You would, wouldn't you? His age.
I know. How age was I? Oh, you can see also. Maybe calculate his age using yours minus comments. No.
Minus comments?
Wouldn't that make Steve about four?
Yeah.
If you calculate my age by subtracting Colin's age from Steve Dawson,
of course, you have to convert the age into hexadecimal.
Decimal, as we discussed.
No, he said he was younger than you but older than Colin, and I knew how old Colin was, and I knew roughly how old I thought Steve was, and I kind of knew how old you were, so. It was all very, very exciting for at least 30 seconds.
Only Val is older than me.
And possibly Brian.
Brian, and possibly quite a number of other people.
Brian doesn't play.
Has he ever played?
Once, twice, then,
but he's not a member.
Coming on my stag do, though.
Yay! Brian says,
well,
I'm coming.
Not.
I'm coming.
Brian.
Well, if you refuse to tell him where you're going, it does make it tough.
Just want to go west. And it's even a very short distance from my father to come.
Well, we go and have a good
very short distance to my brother, because he's living in Edinburgh.
North or south west?
No, I should tell
okay. Okay.
Like,
it's a door.
Does it look locked?
No.
Does it look searchable?
Have a lock.
Yes. All the doors have locks, just assume.
19 for trap.
Don't leave the trap.
Is it locked?
Uh-uh.
Oh, like trapped.
How the line of boat tracks very Moorish.
I know, but I need to go to the toilet soon.
Yeah, you're going to be peeing forever. Yeah. It's a burdock, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or is it the dandelion?
The dandelion.
Oh, it's dandelions in dandelion.
Don't forget to take a flare with you.
Yes, because you got that light fixture.
No, Finn's supposed to do it now. He was saying yesterday at role-playing that he was going to fix it.
We'll be lighting a small fire in there fairly soon.
What's it called?
We have a handy torch.
I opened the
handy. I remember dandelions. They used to call them pissy beds as a kid for exactly that reason, didn't they?
Yeah.
What? Now you drink it.
If you, I used to get told if you spilt the gack from a side on your hand, you'd burn.
Well, that's not necessarily true, but it's a diuretic, isn't it?
Yeah. Is that why
it's quite a strong diuretic, apparently. Well,
so you're drinking it by the liter.
We used to feed it to old people. No, we did. That's how I first started to like it. It's the only drink that they had.
Dandelion burn
or cranberry juice.
I love it. Well, you opening the door?
UTIs. That stops UTIs.
We'd rather just flow through it seamlessly, but I guess we have to.
So give it to people who want in.
Oh no, the entire world moves! A giant earthquake!
We've had the earthquakes.
As north becomes east. Ouch.
Oops.
Earthquakes.
Earthcakes.
Earthcakes, yes. Earthcakes were in Traveller yesterday.
Earthcakes. We got the right switch. We survived. Except the kid. Squishy, squishy.
Poor kid.
It's cosmic karma.
I need to die so I can come back as a
character. Don't let the bazookas inside starships.
There you are.
We'll be.
We need a corridor.
Shall we go to the corridor?
North?
No. The first corridor would be south.
Yes,
surely. Let's explore that little southy bit.
Put our hand on the wall and just follow it round.
When you get to a room filled with sturgeons, it has to be downgraded because you're not hard enough.
You're making it fall off.
Wow, those are going to be some killer sturgeons now if we're not hard enough.
It was the party that Richard was running through.
The other world's largest dungeon.
Treat the world's largest dungeon's left solving maze and keep our left hands on the wall.
In theory, it should be.
You reach a dead end.
But unfortunately they had elves with them so they could find all the secret doors.
Dead end.
Okay.
An apparent dead end. Don't like dead ends. Who builds that?
Is that the tea dog thing? People. Oh no, that one. Okay. We're out of money. I'm suspicious about dead ends.
You're picking that up from the dwarf, I'm afraid.
21
to dig.
I wish. I'm 23.
You find a secret door,
lady. 23? When did you get that age?
I know.
You find a secret door.
Most people still like that. Treatment time from 16. That's great.
You found a secret door.
Yay, secret doors.
That's because 5 years have passed very quickly now.
You believe
me? I was 18 when I got here.
You would wish.
I didn't see my 5 years.
Yes. It's very long.
If you wished.
I will open
it. 5 years.
Okay.
You open the secret door.
97 when I started here.
You were 97. My God, you've been old.
Yeah.
You old.
It's really weird that in 5 years, so many things have changed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we'll be married. To someone you didn't know.
Yes. Who was this person at the altar? I know them not.
Actually, I've been going out with everything for that. As long as you've been in Bradford.
There we go.
I'm going out almost as long as I've been here.
There is a secret door here, which leads into corridor.
Yes,
you in front of you is a smear of blood leading along the corridor. See, they go around both ends.
My suspicions are right.
So,
what sort of blood?
Red blood. Achilles.
Dead blood.
Red blood.
Ooh. Fresh
dead
blood.
Red.
Fresh, yeah, fresh.
How fresh?
Still quite
fresh.
I praise.
Still slippy?
It's worth nothing.
It's worth 23.
Alright, it's worth possibly a copper piece if you could get it all together into one big bucket.
I managed to extract the copper.
Yeah.
It'd be a very big bucket.
Copper. No, you're thinking of slugs and snails.
And puppy dog tails.
And Vulcans.
Vulcans.
Vulcans apparently have green blood because it's copper based.
Never
mind. Globular proteins are clustered around.
I need to go.
Copper.
Good luck. I think one of those miners' helmets with a light on.
Iron, iron.
So, yes, left, right, up, down?
Left.
Yeah.
Left and round a bit.
This way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Keeping an eye out for stuff.
Stuff.
That might come into killers.
I've given up on finding stuff in this dungeon. It's bloody barren.
Come around to a door.
You know that I've picked up loads of stuff and that I'm just carrying it. There's just
a few things.
This is why you clank as you walk.
There is actually, if you want to look through here, there's very little that you lot don't know I've got. There's only a few things I've joined.
Well, we know stuff out of character, but what do you
know? No, I mean, in character, there's only a few things I've actually gone,
oh, look, it's some goblin shit. Great.
And you can see most of what I've got because I'm wearing it. I have like 17 rings and like 4 necklaces.
Ring.
No, so it's not like I'm being exactly subtle or anything.
Door.
Ring recovered from corpse of pork.
Door.
So, I look at the lock and go, ooh.
It's not locked.
I open the door.
The door opens.
There is a pie. Next to the pie you see an orc.
We revive the orc. He goes, oh my god, they're 7th level.
Orc and pie.
Might not just be a normal orc, might be levels.
Might be a pie orc.
Might be an orcish assassin.
They're great orcish assassins.
A cloud of a stench lingers close by. A trail of blood leading from the corridor to the door continues on into the chamber, past the half-open doorway. The room seems empty, except for a pile of crushed stone boulders in the southeast, and the remains of several creatures lying upon the floor in the northwest corner.
Ouch!
Entering the room disturbs a cloud of flies hovering over the corpses.
Attack!
A closer look inside reveals the former occupants were smashed into a mealy pulp. The stench obviously emanates from the corpses.
I think they may be trapped.
The air's quite bad in here.
Lovely.
Clashing rocks.
Not close the door and leave.
Yes!
Never been there.
Yeah.
Our inquisitiveness has bounds.
Yes. Don't mark as many things.
No exit to the dungeon there, I think.
No.
Oh, I thought there's pate.
Makes some nice pate.
Okay, you should do.
Okay.
Unless Fanny wants to examine the stuff, but I doubt it.
Oh, she seems ominously silent.
Oh, unless you want to examine
Is there a big blood spot on the ceiling?
No interest.
From where the ceiling came smashing down and splattered them?
No. There isn't.
What about these crushed boulders? There's some crushed boulders there.
Yes, there are some there's a big pile of crushed rocks.
That's come from some source we don't know.
Just piled up against the wall.
Maybe it was stoned. Who knows?
Possibly. Whatever it is, it's a horrible thing.
It's not very pleasant.
I believe you do it.
Alright, okay. We shall save our sanity and go another way.
There wasn't an obvious exit out there, was there?
Nope.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Should we go around the door? Put away.
Can we pull away?
More blood.
Yeah. it ends in another room. As so.
Oh!
The hallway opens into a small chamber before continuing to the east.
Oh, no,
that's assuming you're coming through the door. Hate it when they do that.
Yeah.
You're getting two different ways and they actually put a specific in, yes. There is a dark red stain smeared on the floor, as if something were dragged down the eastern corridor.
Yes,
you've seen.
No, nothing else in this room?
Nope, there's a small door. There, to the northeast.
I don't like it.
Yeah, try the small door?
Try the door?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, where's it locked?
Nope.
Go, Rogue, go. Go, Rogue, go.
Probably still trying to work.
They will bring his
mechanism on your toilet to work.
The door to this small room squeaks open. Inside is a goblin.
Oh!
The creature is dressed in dirty clothes and sobbing.
Hello, big goblin.
Be brave! Yeah, be brave and take it like a goblin.
Shlum! Dunk, 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 dunk.
Are you lost?
You killed an orcish coward. How about a goblin coward? Go on.
Alright, left.
Why are you in here?
Just pimp slap it around.
Do you understand me?
I'm speaking a goblin, by the way.
Oh.
Away!
Why?
I think he's changing his spell.
Oh, okay. Do you don't want to go back to your people?
No!
He's covered in cuts and scars consistent with whipping.
Go.
Can you heal him?
Is he actually physically injured now?
He sort of opens his eyes. Yeah, they're quite a recent whipping. He's not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I doubt he can do that way.
That would be a good way to show me you mean him no harm by actually healing him.
Yes, but that's...
Unless he's particularly cruel and thinking you're healing him just so he could do even more damage.
That would be interesting.
You can't touch him because he's evil.
Well, I don't know that. He might not be.
He might not be.
He's a goblin.
Let's have a look at the monster manual. Let's see what the monster manual says about alignment.
Stay calm. I won't hurt you.
Much.
As this symbol will probably tell you.
If you heal evil, something...
Look.
As you were aiding Ethan.
I cast kill my minions on him.
Do you have to touch him to do that?
I do.
There's 7, there's some...
And you know, just like blow the kiss or something.
Yeah. You bend down and touch him. Mm-hmm. And his wounds begin to close.
Is he evil?
Well, he isn't burnt by your touch.
Oh, that's okay then. Just got to check what
happened. What, you burn evil by your touch now? You rock!
We found a little tiny scared goblin that squealed like a little tiny scared goblin.
And so Garut stayed his hand and Bastion was healing.
He keeps pulling a rag over him and skirts his waist. That's all he's wearing.
Who did this to you?
You must have leather armor.
Yeah,
give
him
some leather armor.
Fit him up!
The dogmen! Dogmen! Army of dogmen! Beat my tool!
Cool. Do you want to go back to your goblin?
No!
No!
They will be safer with them, surely.
No!
They have
a new send Ratul here!
Why?
Scout! Ratul is a scout!
Which king sent you here?
Arglis Goblin King!
Arglis is the king no longer.
Why?
The voice is looking at the king.
Doesn't like him either, it seems.
Ratul still gets beaten. Ratul, I'm here.
Come with us. No, no, I don't know what he said.
No. He's got a name. He's not coming with us, but he has a name.
What's he saying?
That's terrible.
What's he saying?
Aiden, do you have any spare clothes?
I'm just looking now in my bag.
He's got a suit of studded leather.
Yeah, I think that's what he can have. What's he saying?
He's saying that people beat him.
Oh,
and to go back to the
then I'll take him with one hand.
We can share clothes and everything.
I like your style, Colin.
Would you like to come with us?
Where are you going?
No,
we are
not
exploring
with us.
This place.
No,
we are trying to get out.
To the sky.
Yes.
Hopefully. Oh, thank you.
Don't do
this! Don't do this for the love of
God! What you got with
you? No! No!
You killed my friend and you're in big trouble, mate. What skills?
Don't take it, my XP.
Atul is a scout! Scout for the king!
Do you speak any other languages?
Goblin. Gook! Gook! Gook!
He's the king. Yes.
Yes.
Maybe he can keep the rogue amused for a while. That's worth a gold loan.
You probably picked up.
You can use your wonder on him.
Yes.
That would be amusing.
Retro, nice! Retro, speaks common!
Yes!
Yay!
We will name you Ratatouille.
You can have
this. As well as no! Because I'm very clever and conceived!
You just don't behave
you
like
you can have masterwork studded leather.
Wow!
That's what I have spare. Yeah.
Thank you!
We have some pointy sticks.
Wow, his arm class isn't looking that bad then.
And yes, he's 17 now.
You are, for fuck's sake.
I have a masterwork spear as well.
Can we fit a handle to his back and have me use him as a shield?
Silent, quiet weapon.
I think I might have a spare sword as well.
Short sword.
This goblin looks at like never before.
Disturbing.
Can you use a crossbow?
not that big.
Can you use daggers?
Yes!
Okay.
As long as they're your size.
Okay.
Yeah, you can use a person size dagger as a short sword.
I can't believe we've got another party member.
Dwarven war axe.
Do you know how much it cost me to get rid of the last one? For God's sake.
It took an awful lot of abuse. Traitors are.
One word.
Traitors are.
One word.
Traitors are.
Backstab.
Do you want a backstab?
Backstab.
He's got it.
Yeah, well, why not? The only benefits you get around here are for being lawful good.
So you could try being very, very lawful and
good.
What's his name? Ratatouille.
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 Ratatouille in Goblin, you will know, means stupid weakling.
Aww.
Lovely.
You've hired a stupid weakling. He's not taking my share.
Would you prefer a new
name? What?
Shiny Golden.
Ratatouille is a good name.
Oh, okay. Fine.
You could be called Buglack.
That is a hobgoblin name.
No, it's a
bugbear name.
Bugbear name.
You forgot.
It's the name of angels.
Can I make a new name up for you?
I'd like Ratul. Always been Ratul.
Can I make a second name for you?
That's fine.
No. Yes.
Leave a worm, Tom.
He just likes Ratul. Leave him alone.
Ratul.
Right, you're a scout. Ratul,
come scout. Sailing
friend.
Where are we going?
Back across the room, all
blue. Trying to find the way out.
Okay.
Have you been round here before?
Yes.
Oh, good. Tell us what's round here.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, so
tell
cute.
Us where the dog's face things are so we can kill
There's
us.
There's an army of them.
Yeah.
To the east.
He points through the corridor you came from.
Cool.
Oh.
We just souped up this bloody goblin, haven't we?
They are at war with the Goblin King.
He ran away.
There's also a dog king.
Oh, God's sake, it's like 17 political parties getting here.
Does he have a pointy hat as well?
No, he has a magic jar.
Oh dear.
What?
Wow. It makes them...
I don't like magic jars.
Keeps things fresh.
Stone men.
Don't like magic jars.
They can make stone men. Statue. Come on, man.
Good, isn't it?
Oh, he's so cute! I want him!
He rubs it on them!
Where's back your side?
They're all mine!
Ha! Naughty, naughty.
Oh, okay.
Small person porn.
Groot may get jealous.
Half goblin, half halfling.
Quarter goblin.
We'll be gorgeous.
Quarter goblin. Isn't that something you see on certain specialist website?
I ate about 3 days ago.
Have some grass.
No! Don't use that wand!
But,
I've told you about this before.
It'll be fun.
Do it again. He gets the wand.
My.
He's doing it in combat when no one's looking. Then no one's looking. Oh, that's growing now.
So you're going to wear it with fireball your party members.
Let's see. Yeah, that might be a good time to eat, perhaps.
Yay! Hey, I went down to Minus 8. Everyone seems to forget that.
Food, anyone?
Yes, please.
Yeah. I thought you meant minus 8 because the direwolf bit you.
Please feed us.
My total at the end of that entire thing was minus 8 because I took that fireball damage as well.
Oh no.
But you got bit by the direwolf, which is what actually put you
in. See, if it was deliberate, I wouldn't have put the fireball on myself, would I? Because that would
be. But it didn't put you into the negative. Not the direwolf bite that did about
20
points of damage
did.
Anyway.
I sit down and make a picnic.
Oh, what's that? Ooh. What's that? What's that?
Do we have things to...
Pickled goblin.
Really?
We have things to make fire, don't we?
Yes.
I assume so.
Excellent. So I shall make raw meat.
Ooh.
And...
According to my character photo, so my thumb does it.
But there we go. Oh. I know the lizardmen only eat raw meat.
Where'd that come from?
I'm torn.
Where'd
courtesy
that...
of Bastion's lower intestine.
If you pray... Then your god gives you stuff. Look at what my god gave me. What's that god? It's okay. Like a cloud.
Phelan's god of the
what's
week
a
is...
cloud? It's in the sky. What's the sky?
You know what the sky is because you already said it.
Holy bum, grandmummy told me.
God is a person that lives in the sky and looks at you.
The high-pitched
like a big face.
Insane.
Yeah, but you can't see it. But you have to close your eyes and go, oh.
Okay.
They have been known to appear before men before.
Yes, just pick a god, any god, there's a lot of them.
My god's my more god's fun because you get to hit things.
My god's best.
Really?
Yeah.
My god gives you stuff.
Really?
But not food.
Yeah.
Well, his god gives you food, and my god
and
gives
my
you
god
stuff.
Really doesn't do a lot.
Who's your god? Mr. He's a bad what man. Are you?
He's a bad
man. I'm a dwarf, and my god is the great Dugmarin Brightmantle.
Apparently.
And they're usually hairier.
Why are you wearing a dress, mister?
Oh, because I find it easier to wear than all that encumbering armour.
Are you a lady dwarf?
No, they have beards.
No, they don't. Well, so are you.
Yes, they do.
No.
Yep.
Uh-uh.
I've seen them!
Are you sure?
You have to look at the dwarven picture in front of
that. That's just wrong. That's just wrong. They have beards because you need something to hang on to.
Where's your beard?
Where my beard? Oh, it fell off.
Are you really embarrassed? I've got more chin stubble than you.
Yes, you have.
What are those funny knobbly things for?
Oh, I just kissed them.
Is that why dwarves grow beards?
Yeah.
Okay. What's this thing?
Hello, Mr. Goblin.
It's probably some form of...
He starts eating. Meat. Occasionally talking. But it's difficult to tell what he's
saying. We've still got some of that sweet green meat, though.
We've got fresh meat.
Fresh meat.
You are making me friends.
Yay!
Bastion goes behind a rock, comes out. Come on this way.
He's got disabled device and hide and everything. Even had the used rope skill.
We can...
Remind me what his name stands for again.
Bondage Goblin.
What? His name stands for Stupid Weakling.
Stupid Weakling.
But you don't know that, I'm not speaking Goblin.
Yeah, correct.
You
speak Draconic, so we could speak to the kobolds.
Yes. Undercommon. They've not met anything common under here.
We'll have to stat him. It won't take long.
Oh, good, you've got like three skills.
He's my friend. He's my
We've got quite a few skills.
But isn't it nice to know we split the XP once more?
Don't worry, he'll catch up pretty quick.
Let's
all lovely is.
Conversation.
2, 2, 1. Oh, he'll die so rogue. He's a rogue, she's good at killing hirelings.
He's a level 1 goblin
don't
rogue.
Don't cough when you're near him.
Is that him?
Yeah.
Oh, he's so lovely.
Yeah. A little goblin,
it's a goblin sneak.
Stay with the rogue, she'll tell you all about
is
the
that
rogue.
That looks like a little monkey. Oh, he's so cute. I want to take him home with Goblin. I want to buy a teddy bear of Goblin.
Where are we going then?
Where have you been?
Well, a lot of places.
Describe the,
have you been
where
to
are they in relation to this place?
Well.
Have you been to the where?
Yeah, have you been to the outside world?
Well, Joe goes north a lot. Well, did you? Hide down here because it's a good place to hide.
So what's to the north?
To the north, there's all kinds of things. There's big rooms with things in them. Generally, don't make.
You're
going to
get like 3 billion XP in the next few hours,
hmm?
Anything other than
that? It's
mostly dog men around here. They all trap here and there. They don't get far from here, really. But I hide here because the dog men and the goblins don't come this way.
We'll look after you. You can be my friend, I will look after you. You can stand behind me.
Okay.
Nobody ever hits me.
No one ever lets Rattle stand behind them.
Gives you a big grin that has little sharp teeth.
Sharp teeth!
You have to be a good goblin, look.
I'm a good goblin.
And I'll give you a present.
Long as you don't whip me.
I don't whip boys.
Okay.
Just girls. Don't
have sweeps, that's fine.
I have handcuffs in the game.
What do you like?
Could have had handcuffs in this game.
Masterwork manacles.
Masterwork manacles with extra fluffy bits.
Okay. Lined with owlbear feathers.
Yes.
What's my load? Press on.
How about getting some sleep?
Okay. Where are you going?
Are we needing to rest?
Oh,
I think we probably are needing to rest.
Soon.
You're in with the goblins a while, aren't we? Open room, pretty much. But yes.
We best find somewhere better. Well, we've got a
small room here.
It's safe here.
This is a closet.
Yeah. The closet's good.
This is actually. You're saying the goblin's yes. in the closet.
Yes.
Can we say
he's just
that?
About to go about.
But he's about so to so going to disappoint Phelan.
No! He's my little reproductive monkey.
He's about to come out of the closet.
We're going to have babies in this dungeon. Yay.
I'm smelling some. If Demonix wasn't playing World of Warcraft so hard, I was so I'm hard. Smelling a huge amount of quotes from this game.
World of Warcraft
just sucks bad. Roleplay to death.
Yeah. Well, I haven't tried it yet.
Yeah, sure it's very good.
Well, according to the people on the RPGNet, it destroys...
See, I think people on your site should ban you from playing it because the quality of roleplaying and the amount of time it takes you to put up things on the website will completely
someone should hack your computer and make it so it can't play World of Warcraft.
I'm completely...
You should give it to somebody else.
My computer. Might need to hack it.
No, my computer unfortunately is a bit
pants.
Sensitive, yeah. I need to offload a lot of the audios onto my network drive. So that
you know my brand new shiny laptop? Yeah. It keeps losing the internet, and when the internet comes back, it keeps losing word.
Not anymore. That's the problem with the
fact. Today, I started up the morning with no email and finished the afternoon without
Norton,
any
email. Norton has.
Norton caused word. Some serious problems.
It was fantastic.
Is it antivirus or Norton?
Not an antivirus.
Norton, let's spam your computer up.
I don't know if
it came
Norton.
Along.
We don't.
It came along. It came apart and stalled, so you had to complete the installation.
That's all you matter with it.
I removed it as soon as it.
We tried, but it wouldn't let us. It was incredibly hard.
It was very difficult to remove, but you had to pull it all the way through. Go away! I don't want the other machine!
It was like, oh, I'm this to install. I'm this. Cancel. Remove.
Norton security! I don't want
to. You have to install it to get rid of it, which I find really
bad. It erased it from the machine.
Yes, it's now gone within look, which means that AVG can do the job for free.
If you get in my computer, you'll have to do the same thing again. The
same SSG kind comes with all that good fun.
Oh yeah, I automatically remove all that stuff as I did with my Sony. So,
we'll let Lindsay play with the software that came with it at the moment, don't we? See if you like it before she removes it.
Have you got that stupid thing where you go to the left or right hand side of the screen, this big black column
of it? Yeah, I switch it off inside 5 seconds.
Yeah, I keep switching it off, but it keeps coming back.
I strip everything off and put the things on that I use. And
I need to do that.
Just remove the viral launcher program.
There's a load of things like that. Just off.
Things like Adobe.
Classic view.
Adobe Elements isn't so bad.
I don't mind the XP view.
Adobe Elements.
I want my computer. I want to see it.
So.
Are you really sure you want the pink bag? And not the denim bag?
Yeah, you big woman.
Because I can't swap the denim bag.
Well,
denim
bag. You can't swap it because I don't own it.
Oh, okay.
Company owns it.
I'm sure they'd swap the blue bag for a pink
bag. I don't
bag.
Want a blue bag, but it's okay.
Pink bag. You're screaming.
Do you know what colour burgundy is?
Yes, it's kind of pink. It's a bit festive, yeah.
I love that phrase. I'm sorry.
So,
where are we going then? I'll go first.
Fine.
I'll go with you.
No.
Okay.
Is there a suitable room to rest in?
Look over there.
No.
He makes a hide check and creeps into the shadows.
I do the same.
You do, because you watched him creep into the shadows. He is quite shadowy.
I hide for 28.
Yeah, he hid for 25, so you're pretty much well hidden. As you creep up the corridor.
We're not resting then.
I'm going to find a room to rest.
I'm going to go find a room to rest in.
Okay, nope.
The closet's not big enough.
No. Not big enough for us all.
Well, he's literally out now.
We're not coming out.
Yeah. He wears the symbol of the pink triangle on his shield.
The what?
You don't know what a pink triangle is.
Can I have a hobnob?
Pink triangle is his symbol.
I'll swap you some water.
Of
what?
No, it's fine.
Whatever.
I'll let you find out elsewhere.
Steve, what's a pink triangle symbol of?
Dunno.
You're going to have to be an association of gnomes.
Never come across.
Be careful, you're going to have to pen on the wall. Oh,
they need to repent anyway.
You could have done research one day.
A corridor with a door. What's a door there? Apologies. There's a door there.
A door.
A door there?
What's through the door?
You're going to open the door?
No, we're asking Mr. Goblin Man.
Scout.
I ask the shadows.
This room.
What sort of room? Anything in it?
Big, little, filled with scary monsters.
It's a scary room.
What sort of scary room?
Yeah, cockroaches.
Oh! Undead, screw that. Oh,
not real ones, just a feeling like ghosties.
Oh,
ghosties for toasties.
It smells bad.
We don't want to go in there. Let's carry on building.
The most uninquisitive adventuring team ever.
I think it only smells bad because there's a dead man in it.
He wants us to go in. He's just giving us a bit more information.
Does the dead man have any stuff?
Is the dead man wandering around, or is he dead on the floor?
He was lying down and didn't move.
Okay.
I'm going because it was scary. But you're here, so you're glowing.
Yeah.
Like that. Can I do it?
You haven't said anything to glow yet, have you?
How'd you do that?
You have to find a god.
Yes.
You'll lose soul in your new armour if you try that too hard. Okay.
You're going to help me find one.
So, I'll help you.
Which one? I'll help him find one.
It's
my friend.
Look, I've got a list.
He's my friend.
Pick any of these 432 deities of your choice. A special offer this week.
Find one.
He'll go with, I don't know, who's he going?
Jublex. 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 Go for it.
No, Lady Timora.
Jublex is an ace god.
What about Demogorgon?
What does Jublex do?
Demogorgon gives children ones.
Jublex is the god of slimes and oozes. Yeah.
I think Balazam and you haven't been gold.
Why does she keep picking on me?
He has a new god.
Is he?
Yeah.
He has the emblem burned in his chest.
His third nipple has marked him.
My god is more powerful than your god, so there.
He's quite a powerful god.
Yeah. I have no idea who it is. Sure. Yeah, I've no idea who it is.
Lady god of badness.
Well, I'll help you find a god when we rest.
Okay.
Oh, it's my friend!
Can I have a list? Because I can't really read that well.
That's fine, I can tell you about all.
We're looking at the cupboards.
Impartially, with no bias towards any one god.
Torb the fascist god.
He tries to make everybody be his god. No,
I'm thinking he's probably going to go with Ilmater, to be honest. He has been heavily abused throughout his life.
Go for Ilmater. It's my god's friend.
How funny is that? Ratul, goblin rogue, servant of Ilmater.
Whip me! Or Lobbyatar, whichever way he goes, you know.
He won't be evil for very long.
He isn't evil. He's not evil, it says specifically.
He's really hacked off.
It says, in truth, Ratul is an exceptional scout, but he's timid and less evil than his kin, and therefore unwilling to help the goblin king in his quests.
Yay. He's so cute!
It just says less evil, it doesn't
say less evil. Less evil.
He's obviously not evil.
See, I read that as neutral.
Because
I think it's just on camera, yes. Not quite evil enough.
He's a bit dark grey rather than black, black, black.
There are shades of evil, there are shades of good.
See, I read him currently at Balazar's alignment.
There's a distinct leaning towards evil.
There's a strong tendency towards evil.
Evil! It gets things done!
We can hold hands.
Yeah, okay. Where we go? Are you in here? Look!
Yeah, let's go in here.
He opens the door.
Look, there's a dead man!
Oh, okay.
This door seems normal at first. Blah, blah.
Seems normal at first!
This locking mechanism is partially melted. The hinges of the door seem intact, if a bit rusted. Were it not for the mangled lock, this door would not be worth noting. There is a desiccated corpse in the middle of the room. It is so skeletal and unnatural that it must have been an undead creature. It was leaning against the door, as if trying to claw its way out, but it is no longer moving. The only thing remarkable about the corpse is the fascinating silver necklace on its neck.
See that silver necklace? It's fascinating.
Magpie Lindsay goes and has a look at the necklace.
Okay. You're the necklace fascinated. Is a simple silver medallion. It has something scrawled across it. Something in a fine, flowing hand.
Is there anything I recognise?
Doesn't language is just based.
Common, halfling, gnome, and elven.
Yes. It's the word for sloth in elven.
Mm-hmm. Sloth coach.
Sloth.
Turns you into a sloth.
Yes. Yay. Just hang around, not doing much for a year or two.
Another necklace for that.
So was it necklace with a...
It's necklace with the word sloth written on it in elven.
Yeah, that would be a deadly sin if you worshipped other gods, but there you go.
What room are we in?
You're in room C24. There's a sort of haunted feeling to the room, as if it's there's something watching you, but you know there isn't. A strange...
From Inverness? Or
is it heavy?
It's a bit of silver. Yes. Reasonably.
Do you want it?
Not really. Not ugly. I know you're not allowed
to. Would you like it? I'm being generous.
Is it magic?
I can't tell you.
Is it magic?
Why?
Because I've used magic. Have
you only learned one?
No, I two.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I've used two.
Yes, more. It is magical.
Today,
what sort of schools are we looking at?
Ooh, now you're going to let me look.
Yeah.
I might not give you it now.
You have all the magical things in the world.
I might do you a sword.
Probably.
Depending what it is.
It's bull strength. Transmutation?
Yeah.
Transmutation.
Well, I'll let you have it. I gave it to him anyways.
Okay, group go.
There you go. Do you feel strong?
Do you feel good slow?
For me to put magic, random magic items on?
Not really.
Well, we seem to be doing so far.
Yeah, why not?
It doesn't seem to have done Faden any harm, and you've got something around your neck.
Well, that's a matter of opinion.
Yeah,
and you've got an amulet already.
Don't believe so.
I have a cup of resistance, is the only other magic item I have apart from my
axe. I've got loads on.
Yeah, do you have your amulet?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
I have a pair of braces.
Health, don't you?
Yeah.
I thought we got two of those.
That's all I had.
What? I think you only ever had one.
I have an amulet of health, which is.
I don't even have hair on my head.
Okay.
You've given this goblin magical leather armor. He's dead sure for you.
That's why him
being magical.
Masterwork. He's still happy with you.
Yeah. Well, it's not like any of us could have worn it.
What around your shin is a shin guard.
Yeah. I'm wearing three suits.
It's just less
four suits of halfling armour, two greaves, two breasts,
and a bare chest. Tie a halfling to your chest.
I don't know what the. What do you think about that?
I couldn't tell you today.
Too slow, I put it on.
Okay, you put it round you.
Ding!
Ha ha! Seems to have done nothing!
Perhaps it will do something in time.
It does have the word something written in it. I can't read it.
No, neither can I. Elven.
Elven.
No.
On my actual cap sheet.
Yeah. Can't read those curly scripts. Oh wait, I'm a wizard. Damn. Can't read that curly script.
Sloth.
Loth.
That's not a good thing.
Loth.
What's one of them then?
Loth? Loth is S Loth. Spider love.
It's
very slow.
Ratul starts dragging the body towards the door.
What are you doing?
We're watching.
Getting rid of the smell! Thought we were resting!
Oh, okay, yeah.
He chucks it out into the corridor rather than ceremoniously.
He's industrious.
Okay, where do you want the fire?
Nito. In that corner over there?
Okay.
He sets a light to something. You realise that it's the loincloth off the dead thing.
Fair enough.
Needs it no longer.
Yeah, true. Considering where I put my arms, I don't care.
Yay, resting.
You got any sticks?
You've got a magical stick that isn't magical.
I can make sticks.
Just burn.
I can make sticks.
Garut has a stick.
Right. If I've already made, is it completely random?
Every single time.
Absolutely random.
That's
yes.
Not fair.
I
took some twigs with me from
that's
that
why it's called a wand of wonder. Because we wonder what's going to happen next.
Why the hell anyone would use or create such a magic
burn,
item?
She makes a little fire for you.
Mm-hmm. Alright then, what were you doing? Guns! Where were we?
Yes.
Pick a gun.
This is Tom. Yeah. He's the best god in the world.
No.
Shh! Do you have
my pictures? My god first. I'll draw pictures a picture in the dirt of a really pretty big-breasted woman. Goblin woman.
Goblin woman.
You've seen a goblin woman?
I make it a goblin and then make it have long hair. It's stylized, darling.
Six figures.
Mine!
Because he probably knows more.
Well, it does very little about God's tale.
No, you probably, yeah, there's probably more words in Goblin.
No, there's less words in Goblin.
You don't know if you've got the posh watch on.
He's specifically speaking to him in Goblin.
Yes.
He'll occasionally ask questions.
It's his native language.
He'll occasionally ask questions of the other party members about what do you think of this in common. So he'll try to draw them into the conversation in common as best he can.
Basically, it'll be the Pantheon of Good, mainly Tormund Illmater and Helm and
Garagor.
Dinewater! Look at the pretty lady!
Tiamat.
She's pretty nice. She is very stout, God.
Yes,
Garagos.
Timora.
You sneak up on people, then you burst out and chop them into pieces.
Possibly for Rangers.
He's a fine god.
Possibly. I shall ignore Mask.
Many admirable qualities. You'd be quite interested in Mask if you let him know about Mask.
Oh, no one knows about Mask. There we go.
Mask?
Mask is the evil god of thieves.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't know there was one of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Note, the evil god of thieves.
Yes.
Well, you never said we couldn't start off with evil characters.
I never did, no. Steve would have murdered you in Red Game 1, though.
Okay, yeah. I'm very sorry, but I'm very sorry.
I don't think you did. No, I don't think it's any safe to murder anyone in Game 1.
Stop your effort. So?
I know, he's good. He wouldn't be allowed to murder.
Tymora.
He's
not good.
Is Steve not good? I thought he was lovely.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Steve, very good.
Yes.
Gee, well, there we go.
He would spend several hours talking to us about the wrongness of our evilness.
Oh.
Yes, until you eventually became Tom following brainwashed lawful good idiots.
We must do Tom's bidding.
Do the gods not get a bit pissed off when somebody of cleric or another god tries to poach them?
No.
Oh, really?
That's all the time.
Very good.
Yeah.
However,
if you do tend to change lots of gods at a time, your soul tends to end up in limbo, because none of them think you're serious enough. You have to be a serious follower of a god.
Am I a serious follower?
You're starting to be. You can't just pay lip service.
I'm trying to convert somebody.
Thou shalt have no other gods before.
Basically, you should stay with your god.
Commandment number one.
A good amount
even
of time.
Before killing people. Commandment number one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Putting dice.
Importantly, when I remember it.
Yes.
Fourth level spells for tomorrow morning will be restoration spells.
I thought you might. I thought they might be.
Just in case.
Why would that be? Are you feeling that levels may be rolled for?
Yes.
No, you just write level drain now. Level drain.
Although I only used 7 on my rolls last time.
Yeah, you may keep it permanently.
Yes.
Okay. Ratul will offer to do a watch.
Yay.
No, we've only just met him.
Oh, good point.
Jesus. Who said he'd be doing a watch on his own?
I'll do a watch with him.
I'll be with him.
No!
I'll be with him! We're going to
babysit for us.
XP!
Listen, you're desperate for babysitters, you'll take it.
I've got my calculator open already.
Cool. Goodness. Not really convinced.
Only 4 convictions, you'll do.
What page is XP against you?
You've already eaten. That's good.
Listen, it was a mistrial that left. I'm probably safe.
Look, just communicating magic, saving throws, skill checks.
I should be learning Johnny Mnemonics Enhancer.
Experience.
With improved
3 normal whites. Challenge rating 3.
Where are we? 7.
Have
525.
Is that including Cal Hiss and Sleets? Does Ratul get any of this?
No, because he's
1 meters.
Right, so he's still where he is. Mm-hmm. On.
Shagor.
Oh, he's going to explode very soon.
That's only for second level.
Is it? He's 0, isn't he then?
Depends whether you give me or not.
What, of your XP?
Any XP from just being
ready? He's been whipped. That's surely an experience.
I'll put him halfway up. There. He has halfway up to its second level. Okay, what is it? 558.
525.
That gives you
1475.
Yep. And 1 big white at challenge rating 5.
Ooh.
1050.
1050, and that is all.
2,625.
Oh dear, that's going to be our worst haul forever.
Divided by 6.
6, sorry.
Oh dear.
437.
Ooh, what happened
there? There's a
0.5.
So that's 220 for Calvis and Slip.
Ouch.
Calvis.
That slowed us right down.
Slip. 220.
21924.
4, and Ratul is at 500.
Oh boy.
I don't think we're going to be getting a level at the end of next session somehow.
No.
Why?
Unless we do a hell of a lot next session.
So if we get like 500 per session, how many more sessions do we have to do to the next level?
An awful lot.
Million.
The only problem was we spent a lot of time chatting.
Which is good, that's what role playing is about.
Killing very little.
That's just D&D.
You didn't explore many rooms with traps or anything in. You just mooched about places that you kind of already knew. So, and there wasn't much to encounter.
We were doing stuff.
The king had run off, so you didn't get his experience. Because
hey,
shouldn't
we? Well, we
never actually encountered him.
That's because he ran away from because of us.
But you never encountered him.
He ran away because of us.
But you don't get his encounter level because you never encountered him to defeat him in order to get
his experience. No, we defeated him without seeing him.
Exactly.
So you don't get his experience. That's a very fine line of thought.
What experience did you learn? Actually never meeting him.
King's a coward.
He's a coward.
So then you get his experience podcast because of
that. Absolutely. Well, alright, you open the door and see him and he runs off and we get his experience. What benefit is that?
You don't get his experience.
Doesn't encounter him because we've seen him.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we'd opened the door and seen him and he'd buggered off, then we'd have encountered him and got his experience. Because we didn't even visually make eye contact.
Stop arguing. You don't get the experience. There was no situation where you gained any experience from that. I'm afraid.
This third edition, it's all screwed up, isn't it?
Well, not really. You've actually got to do something with the things you encounter in order to get any experience, really.
We talked to them in the beginning.
What? Well, no, you're not going to get that.
We knocked on the
That's
door.
Role playing, that is.
Happens a bit.
Oh, no, it's D&D. I do apologise. Okay, we're stopping about